This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What city would get your vote as one of Michigan's literary hotspots? My next guest would give her vote to Kalamazoo. Anna Clark recently wrote about the city's literary scene. Good to have you here.
I'm very glad to be here. Thank you.
So what made you decide you were going to write a story and pinpoint Kalamazoo as such a literary hotspot?
Well, the easiest answer is because it is a literary hotspot. You know, there is amazing things happening there for both writers and readers. For myself as a literary enthusiast and spending a lot of time in creative writing communities, fiction communities, poetry communities, Kalamazoo keeps coming up. And this is not just locally. I did an MFA program in Asheville, North Carolina. And, you know, folks who are thinking about going on to do a PhD in creative writing and literature would often think about Western Michigan University, which is one of the few universities that offers that. It's been a center for that I think a lot of writers do know about, but it hasn't necessarily spread beyond that. The news of it hasn't quite spread beyond that. I think a lot of Michiganders should know and get excited about
it. So it the word is spread around the nation and the writing community. So this isn't just in Michigan we think this. You're saying you're hearing this elsewhere.
Absolutely. And a lot of the folks that I talk to who are in Kalamazoo right now, many of them have deep roots in the community, but many chose to come there from elsewhere.
For example, you talked to a woman who came from New York City, which, you know, one might think, oh, if I'm going to make it, I'm going to make it in New York. And she grew up there and said, I'm in Kalamazoo. Why? What is it about Kalamazoo that drew her and keeps her here? And who are we talking about?
I think that one is Thisbe Nissen, though she's certainly not the only New Yorker who found her way to Kalamazoo. But she is an accomplished fiction writer who made her way to Western to teach. That's when she started making her life there. And she's married to another writer who also, I think, spends her time there. And what she told me is that she was especially interested in the people of the community. You know, she felt like these were lives worth telling, that people talked about things that she wanted to write about. She told me that she drew a lot of inspiration from the talent that was in the area, certainly in the writing programs, but even beyond that, she was really excited about the fact that there was such a genuine literary enthusiasm that, you know, college students are having poetry readings on their front porches. And it's just it's a really good atmosphere to be a creative person in.
So give us a sense of some of the writers who hang their hats in Kalamazoo. Certainly Bonnie Jo Campbell is a premier Michigan writer, who's made quite a reputation.
Yeah, she's extraordinary. She's extraordinary, and a lot of her fiction also is very much, you know, of that place, American Salvage and Once Upon a River. You know, and she clearly draws a lot of inspiration from the area, but she is one among many names. So Stuart Dybeck is really well known for his roots in Kalamazoo. He was a real linchpin in the Western's creative writing program, and while he lives elsewhere now, he still teaches master classes there and has connections there. There's David Small, who was very much celebrated for his graphic novel, except it was nonfiction. I'm not sure what the phrase is for that. Stitches, which was a finalist for the National Book Award. He's also a Caldecott-winning illustrator who collaborates a lot with his wife, Sarah Stewart. They're famous for a whole number of children's books. Thisbe Nissen, of course. There's Diane Seuss, who's a poet. There's so many, I couldn't name them all right now.
and so they've got that going on. But if you're a consumer of good writing, there's plenty in Kalamazoo.
Absolutely. There's a lot of ways you could connect to the book community as a passionate reader. So there's several independent bookstores in the area that are very much engaged. They do a lot of events. They have really knowledgeable staff to work with you and help you find the books you're going to love. There's the Friends of Poetry organization, which amplifies poetry throughout the community in a whole number of ways. There's the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center, which is very committed to the craft of books, you know, letterpress and design and things like that. They host the Edible Book Festival every year.
great title,
isn't it? You know, it's so fun. They do it's a very interesting way to celebrate literary culture. So there's a whole number of things. And of course, the writing programs at Kalamazoo College and Western have reading series and Third Coast, the literary journal. There's books published by New Issues Press. Several bars, including Bell's Brewery, regularly host literary events. You know, so this is really, you know, a very multifaceted, multidimensional literary community. It's not like you go to one place and the whole of it is housed there. This is happening in a lot of different corners of Kalamazoo.
And as you point out in your story for the Free Press, certainly having Western Western Michigan University and Kalamazoo College there has helped to coalesce a lot of writers and a lot of different type of writers. But you kind of point to things in the history of Kalamazoo that help this. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was some interesting meditation that Bonnie Jo Campbell, like, especially sort of thought about like, what is it of this particular area that would inspire so many writers and readers to make their home there? She suggested that, you know, in addition to the anchors of the institutions there, that there would be something about the history of it that really people draw from. And so one of that would be the fact that it has a lot of Southern influences. Kalamazoo, like a lot of towns in Michigan, was the center for like a migration up north. And she feels that there's a lot in common with, you know, Michigan writing, Midwestern writing, that it has a lot in common with Southern writing, you know, and especially, and she said, in the way that, you know, the fiction treats their fiction treats their eccentrics, and also in their sense of place, you know, just having a really like deep sense of place. She was also suggested that perhaps it something about the uncertainty of living here. Like Kalamazoo, like a lot of, like every community in Michigan really has, you know, gone through some hard times, you know, with the recession and the auto industry and all these things. And the fact that that brings such a, like a deep level of questioning into the lives of so many of us, that perhaps that's a something that feeds into great art.
Great art doesn't come from being too comfortable.
Absolutely. You know, you got to be like very alert, have a sense of wonder and a sense of open-endedness. And I think there is a lot of that in Kalamazoo.
What kind of reaction did you get from your story in the Free Press?
I was really interested in the reaction to it. There is a strong response to it. I think a lot of folks were excited to see what they already knew to be true. I think a lot of other folks, including those beyond Michigan, were very interested in being like, oh, here's perhaps another place that I could live a creative life. I mean, there's a lot of talk among writers and artists about how difficult it is to do what you do best when you're, you know, spending almost all your income on rent. There's a lot of talk about how, like, you know, traditional artistic centers like New York City have been taken from us. You know, they are not a place you can live as an artist who does not have like substantial resources, you know. And so I think a lot of folks are very interested in alternatives to that. We've seen a lot of that in Detroit, where I make my home and where we got a lot of attention for like the Write a House program to give away houses to writers. And I think, you know, writers are also interested in these kind of like mid-sized cities like Kalamazoo, where there's a vibrant literary culture, but it's also is affordable and it provides a lot of other advantages to make sure that you can, you know, devote your resources to your art and not so much just trying to make it kind of
just
work.
Trying to stay afloat and keep your head above water.
It's hard. It's hard.
Writer Anna Clark, her recent piece in the Detroit Free Press entitled Kalamazoo Quietly Emerging as a Literary Hotspot. So giving respect to Kalamazoo for the kind of writers and readers that it has. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm honored. Thank you.